Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today's readings explain how God, like a good shepherd, redeems his people and provides for them. Readings also challenge us to use our God-given authority in the family, in the church, and in society with fidelity and responsibility. Today, pastoral ministry includes not only the pastoral care given by those named or ordained as pastors, but the loving service given by all Christians who follow different callings to serve and lead others. In the first reading, the prophet Jeremiah thunders against Israel's careless leaders, the king, some priests, and some court prophets, because they have shown no concern for the poor people. The prophet also foretells the rise of a good new shepherd in the family line of David. Then he consoles the Israelites enslaved in Babylon by assuring them that God will lead them back to their original pasture in Israel. The second reading introduces Jesus as the shepherd of both the Jews and the Gentiles, and explains how Jesus, the Good Shepherd, reconciled all of us with his Father by offering himself on the cross. Saint Paul also speaks about another reconciliation between the Jews and the Gentiles, brought about by Jesus, who has accepted both into the same Christian brotherhood. The reading from the Gospel of Mark presents Jesus as the Good Shepherd, fulfilling God's promise given through his prophet Jeremiah in the first reading. Here, we see Jesus attending to his weary apostles who have just returned from their first preaching mission, while at the same time expressing his concern for the people who, like sheep without a shepherd, have gathered to meet him in the wilderness. In this context, it is good to see the different features of Jesus the Good Shepherd that we find in New Testament. First, Jesus knows his sheep, and his sheep hear his voice. Secondly, Jesus gives eternal life to his sheep by receiving us into his sheepfold through baptism. Thirdly, Jesus protects his sheep by placing them in the loving hands of his mighty Father. Fourthly, Jesus goes in search of stray lambs and heals the sick ones. And fifthly, Jesus dies for his sheep. There is a joke told about the Good Shepherd. It's been said that every pastor ought to have 6 weeks of vacation each year, because if he is a real good shepherd, he deserves it. And if he is not a very good shepherd, his congregation, his people deserve it. Dear friends, The liturgy of the word today invites us to the following life messages. The main life message: let us become good shepherd and good sheep. Let us become good shepherd. Everyone who is entrusted with the care of others is a shepherd. Hence, pastors, parents, teachers, doctors, nurses, government officials, and politicians are all shepherds. Since shepherding a diocese, a parish, a civil community, or a family is very demanding, dedication, commitment, sacrifice, and vigilance are needed every day on the part of the shepherds. We become good shepherds by loving those entrusted to us, praying for them, spending our time and talents for their welfare, and guarding them from physical and spiritual dangers. Parents must be especially careful of their duties as shepherds by becoming role models for their children by leading good exemplary lives. Secondly, let us be good sheep in the fold of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Our local parish is our sheepfold, and our pastors are our shepherds. Jesus is the high priest, the bishops are the successors of the apostles, the pastors are their helpers, and the parishioners are the sheep. Hence, as the good sheep of our parish, first and foremost, let us hear and follow the voice of our shepherds through their homilies, Bible classes, counseling, and advice. Let us take the spiritual food given by our pastors through regular and active participation in the Holy Mass and frequenting the sacraments, prayer services, renewal programs, and missions. Let us cooperate with our pastors by giving them positive suggestions for the welfare of the parish, encouraging them in their duties, occasionally correcting them with constructive criticism, and by praying for them. Let us also cooperate in the activities of various councils, ministries, and parish associations. And thirdly, let us pray for vocations to priestly and religious life. Today, in a special way, we are asked to pray and encourage our young men to respond to God's call to serve His church in the ministerial priesthood. As we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration, let us pray for the grace that we may become good sheep and good shepherd in the various responsibilities entrusted to us in our daily lives. May the good Lord bless each and every one of us in this regard. Amen.